I'll wrap up and...
Okay, we'll be right back. We're at the top of the hour, folks. Second hour coming up. If you'd like to call in, we'll give the call-in number when we get back.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back with the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam. We're going to go right back and have Ernie wrap up here. Ernie, go right ahead, brother.
Okay. What I've been reading in some of Chapman's and Joel Skousen's World Affairs briefs, the state of our military could not be any worse. And our major media, again, being controlled, is not reporting on this. But I'll give you an example. In the latest Chapman article of the International Forecaster, he writes, the percentage of high-quality recruits entering the Army is the lowest in 10 years, an indication that the force is struggling to attract top-grade enlistees and a troubling sign for the Pentagon. Last year, 40% who joined the Army had below-average verbal and math scores on the Armed Forces qualification test. In 2003, the Army accepted only 28% of such recruits. Of newcomers, 20% have no high school degree. The government lies so much you don't know what to believe. Well, yes. It's even worse because he cites in another page in this write-up, the military is putting many more amputees back on active duty,
right.
Even back in combat.
Yes.
Previously, they were quickly discharged, received a disability check, and an appointment at the VA.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it is just, we're not reading how bad the tragedy is in Iraq in terms of the loss of life. As you've reported in prior broadcasts, the numbers are being dramatically understated, the number of wounded, and especially the number of civilians are not being added in that total, too. So we have American civilians, in addition to all the poor Iraqi civilians who are caught in the middle of this. Our soldiers are caught in the middle of this. And as you said at the beginning, near the beginning of the show, Bush intends or sees our army being there for the next 50 years.
That's
have
right.
We lost our mind as a nation to allow such a criminal cabal to be in control of our nation?
I'll tell you, brother, it's...
I'm a former Navy veteran, and I cannot believe what I'm reading and the extent of the loss in our military and the lack of a response by the American people because they're not getting the information because of this controlled major media
that wants to focus on these
bimbos.
Yeah, remember, Ernie, that for 3 years, over 3 years now, about 3.5 years, we've had U.S. recruiters, military recruiters in Mexico. And we have over 20% of our force now, according to some of our intel, are illegal aliens and non-Americans that have no sworn duty to serve and protect and defend America or the American people. How would you like to be in a foxhole, brother? They don't have foxholes too much anymore, but how would you like to be in one with several other non-Americans in an American uniform, and the enemy is overrunning you? Guess what? Those two non-Americans are allowed to shoot you and throw your body out and say, hey, guys, we're with you.
I know what you're saying, Jack.
The enemy.
It is. It's tragic how far our country has gone downhill since the first President Bush in his New World Order and Agenda 21, and NAFTA and President Clinton and this president.
God bless you, Ernie. Thank you, brother, for bringing all that good information to us. You're always a wealth of knowledge. Thanks for calling in. Folks, we'll be right back with Dan in Texas and Michael in New York on the Officer Jack McLam program.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Jack McLam program, and I haven't even given out the call-in number yet, but we have callers calling in, and here's that call-in number if you'd like to get on the phone and express yourself or ask questions. Callers, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and I just was told, folks, that I was talking about our soldiers and police officers saying that the homosexual websites say that Bush is a homosexual or a bisexual, and they're pretty explicit about that. As you know, well, maybe you don't know, I've never been on a homosexual website in my life, but I know that some of our soldiers and police officers do peruse the web. And that's what they came up with. But they also told me to put in the website, and I've just done that, put in the search engine, put George W. Bush, comma, homosexual, and push the button. And let me tell you, folks, unbelievable. These are not homosexual websites, and they're all about Bush's bisexual, homosexual lifestyle. That's George W. Bush. Okay, folks? Now, we know his wife was pushing dollar bills into the G-string of male strippers because she announced that when she got up at a fundraiser at the White House. They had a fundraiser dinner and got up and was laughing and talking about her and some of the White House staff going down and stuffing dollar bills in the G-strings of dancing naked men. And so this family is not all what we've been told it is by our ministers out there, okay? Our ministers look at him as the second coming of Christ and teach their parishioners that too. And so just to pass that on, to further let you know that the media is there to cover for these international criminals and these Antichrist leaders today. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, welcome to the program, brother.
Hello, Airborne.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Couple of quick points.
What'd
first,
you say?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I can't hear you too well. Speak up a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
I'm trying to hurry. Governor Rick Perry of Texas is off at a Vandenberg meeting. Does anybody remember when Bill Clinton went off to one and was president a year ago?
I remember that.
And the Logan Act says he can't do that. Let's find out if we still got a federal attorney that will try to defend federal law. Second point, I want to move quick. If the amnesty bill comes in, I wonder if anybody's thought about this. The first thing it will do is destroy our American health care system. Hospitals are overtaxed. You start letting them bring in their family members. We're going to have anchor babies. We're going to have TB patients, you know, the TB that everybody's worried about right now.
Oh, yes, and we have so many sick illegal aliens coming across the southern border, too, with all kind of horrible diseases, brother. Even leprosy is on the increase in America because of illegal aliens.
Can I move on?
Yeah.
I want to make this point before I forget it.
Okay.
If the health care system starts to crater because of all of these illegal aliens showing up in emergency rooms with no money, then do we have a candidate out there that's going to say, I tried to save the health care system. If you make me president, I can save the health care system?
Do we have a candidate?
Yeah, would that be Hillary Clinton who tried 15 years ago?
Yeah, she's got to do national health care.
Okay, you got to look at scenarios, Jack, and what I'm saying to you is this. How to make Hillary look attractive? Let people start waiting for 8 hours and 10 hours in emergency rooms to say, I've got a sore throat, and then let her get on the news and start saying, I can fix the health care system.
Oh, yeah.
Cratered the health care system,
uh-huh.
The illegal aliens and their anchor babies showing up in droves.
That's right.
It's just a scenario. Me and you got talk-to-talk scenarios. But what do you think?
Yes, very, very right on, Dan. Very right on, brother. I'll tell you, if you multiply the 30 to 37 million illegal aliens we have in this country right now, according to our Border Patrol brothers that communicate with us, it's not 12 million, and you multiply that they each one of these illegal aliens only have four members in their family, and most of the time you can say multiply 8 or 10, but let's just say they have four illegal aliens that they want to bring in with them, four members of their family, multiply 30,000 or 30 million. Brother, they're going to overrun us and destroy everything in this country because it is a lie that they're taking only the jobs that Americans won't do. Absolute lie, because I have friends in South Phoenix that hate the illegal aliens because they can't even get jobs, because they're taking over the construction jobs and everything and working for $6 an hour that our Americans used to get $12, $15, $20 an hour to do.
Well, when the Depression started and there were men waiting outside of Hoover Dam praying to get a job,
yes,
they were willing to take any job, even American jobs.
That's
that
right.
They didn't want. But I really believe the push, thrust, the whole concept of Hillary's now presidential campaign will be to use illegal aliens to kill the health system, and then she's going to say she can save it.
That's right. She's going to save it.
That is now getting right in our face.
Very good, Dan. Thank you, brother. Thanks for calling in. God bless you. Yeah, Dan's right on, folks. Yeah, they could be massaging Hillary Clinton in as president, going to save the health care system when you go down there, and you can't even get in for 8 to 10 hours when you go to the doctor or go down to the hospital because all the illegal aliens sitting in there. You think it's bad now, and I can tell you, in Phoenix, Arizona, the healthcare county health care systems, hospitals are going under big time because 9 out of 10 of the babies born in the county hospitals are to illegal aliens, and they don't pay anything. And same with the health care, okay? So, Dan, you're right on target. Let's go to Michael in New York. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the Officer Jackson
Plan
program.
Jack, this is John from Arizona.
Oh, I had Michael in New York up. But go ahead, John. Go right ahead.
How you doing, Jack?
Hey, doing okay, brother. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, you too. I just wanted to make a statement about Congressman Ron Paul.
Yeah.
My feeling is if Congressman Ron Paul does not win this election, if he does not somehow get elected president, I foresee a revolution in this country. I don't think there's any other way. There's going to have to be a call to arms.
I think you're right, brother.
I think that's part of the Illuminati's plan, though. I think they want to back us into the corner so we come out fighting. And then all the patriots can be eliminated in this country, and then they'll have their new world order.
I can tell you, brother, I know a lot of police officers and soldiers that are retired now, like myself, and we're not going to their camps. We're not going to the camps, so we're going to fight, and there's no two ways about it. You either go to the camp or go to the wall, and they put double tap in your brain and kill you, or you're going to fight. So I don't know another way around that, brother. If they put us under martial law, they're coming to every house to take every weapon and carry out those people like myself and you, John, who have in any way insinuated that they're going to stand up and speak out about evil government, you know?
Yeah. Well, I happen to be one of those soldiers, Jack, as you know. I served in Gulf War I.
Right.
And what these guys are doing to this country is absolutely criminal.
Yes, it is.
I mean, this is treason beyond belief.
Treason, yeah.
I mean, 99.9% of the politicians in Washington, D.C. right now ought to be hanging from a light post.
You got that right, brother. That's right. Yeah.
I mean,
I just wonder, you know, John, you're probably the right one to talk about this to. For 27 years now, I've had people talk about marching on Washington, soldiers and police officers, and taking them out and hanging them. And I've been involved in several marches across America, and you know, very good marches. Like on the 200th anniversary of the Bill of Rights, we ask everybody to join a caravan across the country and meet us in Philadelphia, PA, for a big patriot meeting there. And when we went all the way across the country, brother, everybody was all excited about the 200th anniversary of the Bill of Rights and meeting in Philadelphia there where they wrote the Constitution. And we got there, and there was less than 200 people. And this has happened repeatedly over these 27 years. When we tried to organize people to do anything, you always get just a handful. So if we ever figure out we're going to march on Washington, brother, I think it'll be you and me there sucking on the barrel of our guns because the people are just, the thing I see most of all, John, is that they believe we don't have to stick our heads up, we don't have to make any mad because we're leaving here in the rapture next week, so we're not going to go to Washington with you, brother. We're not even going to be here. Hang on, John. We'll be right back with you after this break.
All right.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Jack McLam program, folks, and I can honestly tell you, this old cop and soldier, that the more politicians I meet, the more I love my dog, okay? But let's go back to John in Arizona. John, welcome back, and go ahead and continue, brother.
Yeah, Jack, you were mentioning earlier about some metal detective devices that they were planning on putting in the trees or something in the wilderness.
Yeah, they bury the metal detector alongside the forest trails, so that if you walk by with a gun, they can jump out of the trees on you, or from helicopters. But it is transferred up to a hidden device in the trees that transfers it up to a satellite and then over to the law enforcement agencies, and they can assemble their hit squad and drop out of the helicopters on you within an hour. And also, as you pass several of the metal detectors that you don't know that's there, they know the direction you're traveling, John. So they're in the process of doing this right now in the east, and are going to do it all across the country at about $6 to $20 billion in wasted spending to do this, just to find those with guns that will be taken to the forest.
Well, you know, from what I've been reading, though, is up there in Idaho, they're even building detention camps or FEMA camps or whatever. So
yes, that's true.
And I think a lot of the places that are going to take these people away from are like post offices, Walmart's involved with this. They're major Illuminati.
Yes, it is.
And like Federal Express and UPS and all these companies are all involved with the New World Order.
Oh, they are. That's right. The globalists have bought them out. Yep, they control them, John.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what to tell you, Brother Jack, but I think our time's coming pretty soon where we're not going to have much of a choice.
Well, we keep saying, and it is absolutely true, that we are getting more and more mail than ever in the 27 years we've been here, from police and soldiers here, the email and so forth, and phone calls. And John, more people are waking up than ever before, and so it's not hopeless yet. I keep a positive attitude, but I also keep my powder dry.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I'm talking to myself, quite often, talk to veterans and people that are in the military, because we're near an Air Force base over here in
yes.
Arizona. And I think a lot of them, they know what's going on. I don't know why they're not speaking. Well, I do know why they're not speaking up, because the superior officers, the big wigs, a lot of them are CFR members.
That's right. Yes, right. And most of them are high-degree Masons in the Fraternal Society of Freemasons, and they are totally globalist. So, John, I've got to run to other callers, but, brother, I hope you'll call back again.
All right, talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, we got Michael on the phone in New York. Michael, welcome to the program, brother.
Hello, Jack. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Oh, happy to do so. Thanks for calling.
Great show, Jack. And I'll tell you, just listening, just for the past 45 minutes, I mean, just a great show, great callers. It's good. It is encouraging, because there's a line of intelligent people out there. They listen to programs like yours. And so hopefully now we can just get to the point where we can get enough people awake enough and no longer sheeple, and we could use that for leverage and get all this talent. All kinds of people out there with the talent, the understanding of what this country is all about, the dilemmas that we're facing, all due to the root problem of high treason emanating out of government, Washington, D.C., full of traitors, which happen to be internationalists, anarchists, Satanists, commies. And and we've got to oust these people, hang them, just like everybody's saying. That would be, I'm looking forward to that day. And then we have to...
You sound like a warrior, Michael. You sound like you're in the military or law enforcement. You sound like a warrior, man.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. and then once we can hang these traitors, like the spirits of George Washington and Franklin and Jefferson and all those guys, they're waiting for us to get to that point, because they would have hung these SOBs a long time ago.
Long time ago, yeah.
And then we've got to then take over our government positions again with all these people with the talent, all these people calling in, and you should be the next attorney general, sir.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. And then we got our government back. Then we can restore the Constitutional Republic and finally get this country back on the great path that the Lord destines it for. And so it's all going to come about. We're going to get it back, guys. But unfortunately, just like you've been covering the whole show, we're in deep. And I believe that George Washington's vision is the ultimate finale. We're going to have a revolution, like previous callers were saying.
Uh-huh.
That's inevitable. As they keep pushing our backs up against the wall, we have to retaliate. We're not, like you say, I mean, we're not going to any camp.
Right.
And
I'm not going to any camp, that's for sure.
Yeah. That's right. These commies aren't going to be able to just bully us around that easily. But
amen to that. Yeah.
And so we need to... hopefully get to that point, sir, where we can take the government back. You should be an attorney general, set the new precedent for all the other people to follow you in that position.
Well, I would sure
that
could, Brother Michael.
All our branches of government.
Thank you, Michael. God bless you, brother, and call back again. You make a lot of sense. Thank you. We'll be right back with another Don in Tennessee. Hang on, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Officer Jack the Glam program, folks, and the calls keep running in. We've got John in Tennessee on the line, Leslie in Virginia, Jack in Florida. Hang on, folks. John, Tennessee, come on down, brother. You're on the air.
Hey, brother, you never, ever, ever fail to get my ire up.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I love it, too. It's a good thing. I called in on a local show here, and I'm in Tennessee, and they're just bowing to the altar of Fred Thomas here.
Oh, yeah.
And they're comparing him to Reagan and how presidential he looks. And I'm like, wait a minute, folks. He's an empty suit. He looks presidential. That doesn't make him presidential, and Reagan's dead.
Yeah. Well, I've got six pages before me right here.
One of those pages
that shows that Reagan was not a conservative at all. He was a hardcore, ultimate liberal.
Yes, he was.
Also a member of seven communist front organizations.
Mm-hmm. Including the, Alex
Screen
Jones.
Actors Guild.
What?
He was the head of the Screen Actors Guild for 7 years.
Yes, and he was also
a communist organization.
And he was also involved with the Bohemian Grove group, too.
Oh, was he? I didn't
yes.
know that.
He was a member of Bohemian Grove.
I'll be darned.
And Fred Thomas just happens to be a member of the CFR.
Yeah. Huh.
Just what we need is more globalists running it. Now, as far as things here, I'm doing everything I can to get on radio shows and everything, and I'm going to start monkey wrenching these people and start plugging Ron Paul. And like you, I'm a former policeman and soldier. I've got a bad hip, but you know what?
Yeah.
This old wolf can train younger wolves.
That's right, brother.
I'm not going to be one of these guys that sits on the porch with a can of beer and talks about the good old days as a cop and a soldier.
Yeah, as the armed troops are coming down the street.
Yep. I've got me a nice, sharp, cold steel Recon Tonto that I used to keep on my web gear. I'm going to get that thing out, oil it up, and clean it and sharpen it for good times to come.
Good idea, brother. Get all the equipment ready. I'm doing that. Have been doing it for 2 years on my police pension. I can't do it very rapidly, but I'll tell you what. I don't lack much.
Yeah, same here. And when the fight comes and you want to take my guns, you can have them. One round at a time.
You got it, brother. Yeah, John, thank you.
And the other thing I wanted to mention with these, with the president pulling in a lot of these illegals and everything to serve the military so they can get their citizenship, nice try. What they probably figure on doing is mixing them in with regular American troops. That way, when you go to shoot them, you're going to see American soldiers or what look like American soldiers.
Uh-huh.
Those guys are going to be the ones behind them bringing up the rear.
Yeah,
just like that.
That frightens me, brother. That frightens me because there's nothing like having a non-American foreigner behind you as your backup. That
mm-hmm.
takes the car out of me, brother. They don't love this country.
No, they don't.
You know.
See, the trick is like this. It's an old trick that they used to use in the Middle East in fighting. They would put the women and children before them. Then the hordes were behind them.
Yeah.
And that way, when the women and children got wiped out, they didn't care. They even wiped them out themselves to get the massive army through. It's a smokescreen trick.
Yes. Uh-huh. Very wise, John. Very wise. You're right. It's very evil, but I just feel so sad. My son's a major in the Army, and he's talked about this to me, the foreign troops coming in as American soldiers, and it's very frightening for our soldiers to be there being backed up by those that do not swear to defend and protect America or American citizens or American soldiers for that much, right?
Yeah, and the thing is that's scary about that is, that I worry about is, are you going to have infighting with the military first? These guys to overthrow the American soldiers.
Yeah, right.
And because let's face it, he is hiring a mercenary army.
Mm-hmm. They have 100,000 former special forces from 30 to 40 different countries right there in Iraq right now that are called these private contractors, brother. So he has a mercenary army there that's under his control, but they're saying they're private contractors.
Yeah, and I'm worried. That was the thought I was applying to these illegals that are in our military forces.
Yeah,
they're a homegrown mercenary force.
That's right.
And they'll wipe out our natural American soldiers and take the thing over.
That's right, brother.
I mean,
John,
you got to, like they taught us in the academy, in order to beat your enemy and capture the bad guys, you got to think like them.
That's right, yes. Good, John. Thank you for calling in, brother, and thank you for all your service. I appreciate you very much. Call back again, will you? Okay, let's go to our sister Leslie, that fighting warrior woman in Virginia. Leslie, welcome to the program.
Great show, Jack.
Warrior woman.
Well, I tell you, last week President Bush had a White House conference, and he did a tongue lashing on the people that opposed his so-called amnesty bill.
Yeah.
He had the audacity to tell us that it was not an amnesty bill. Well, what we need to tell the president, and also anyone who opposes it, is against diversity, a racist, you know, right down the line.
Right.
But I want to remind this president, he is the one who swore on the Constitution, on the Bible, to uphold the Constitution which is being clearly violated with his promotion of the invasion of Mexico, Article 4, Section 4, which clearly states the United States should guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government and to protect each of them against invasion. Now, what is that in the English language he cannot understand? Maybe we must get a universal language called the English language. The problem with his proposal is that he signed the SPP, which is the Security Prosperity Partnership, with Vicente Fox at that time in Mexico and the Prime Minister of Canada, Paul Martin, March 24th, 2005, promoting open borders and the Amero, et cetera, et cetera. But he has yet to go public about the agreement that about his signature and his agreement that he's made within these two countries for the North American Union, which Dr. Corsi on RBN has been on several times and has reported. And, in fact, you can go to WorldNet Daily and look specifically at the May 23rd, 2006, when Bush 41 and 43 had been connected to the Secret of Carlyle Group Equity Fund, where they were substantially compensated to the Bush family from the Carlyle Group investments. And this was reported in The Guardian, and the reason why this is significant is that I am concerned about Mr. Bush's potential conflicts of interest, because the Carlyle Group, together with the Goldman Sachs Capital Partners, has provided over $500 million in financial banking for the Cobalt National Energy LP to engage in oil and gas exploration in the deep water Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
We keep hearing about Halliburton. We need to hear about Mr. Bush, his father and himself, being compensated for these oil and gas deals.
That's right. Yep.
And that leads me to the IGs. The IGs are at fault here. I mean, today, for the inspector generals of these agencies, with these potential conflicts of the president on down, it seems like we have nothing but deaf, dumb, and blind lapdogs heading these agencies. That itself is an issue, and that is what Congressman Poe took deep exception to, being lied to about the Border Patrol agents, Ramos, and what was the other guy's name?
Pompeon.
And they were lied to. Congressman Poe is a former judge of Texas, and he has presided over 25,000 criminal cases. He was appalled that they had the audacity to lie to him about the background of these two fine Border Patrol agents that are serving time doing their job for this country.
Yeah.
And Mr. Bush keeps talking about compassion. Where is his compassion for these agents that boldly serve this country? These politicians, Jack, are lining their pockets. That's clear. And he's pushing this amnesty bill. And, in fact, all he's doing is handing the baton, like his father did, over to Clinton. And that's the agenda, to hand it over to Hillary, you know, Miss China Gate, Miss Foster Gate, Miss Cattlegate Futures, Miss Whitewater. I mean, this woman is so jaded. But that's their game, and everybody knows it.
Yeah.
But we need to remind this president, we already have laws, and they just need to be enforced, because we had the immigration bill of 1986, and we do not need an amnesty bill to enforce our borders. I mean, this is outrageous.
That's right.
He is the one who signed the Security Prosperity Partnership. It is Mr. Bush and his family members and cohorts are being richly rewarded financially on down the line for their participation in this North American Union. And, in fact, as you know, one of your callers mentioned about the Bilderberg meeting coming up. Well, we need to remind these people that it is against the United States, the Logan Act, clearly, explicitly, it is against the law for federal officials to attend secret meetings with private citizens to develop public policies. And by attending these Bilderberger meetings, these people are breaking federal laws of the United States. I want these people arrested. I want these, our laws enforced, Jack.
Yeah.
And law enforcement has got to stand up. But the most important thing we should do this week is call in. Now, the 877-851-6437. I've called several times, and yes, it does have a tendency to be busy. But if it is busy, the people need to call 202-224-3121. And I'll repeat both numbers again because the amnesty bill, we need to call the Senate and let them know that we want our laws enforced. We already have the immigration bill of 86 on the books. We want our borders protected. We do not need an amnesty bill to have protection
right.
on the
right.
borders. This is outrageous.
It will flood us with family members that will be at least 120 million, if not 200 million, illegal alien family members. If that passes, sister, it'll be over for us.
Of course it'll be over. But see, that is exactly what they want, because the Security Prosperity Partnership that Mr. Bush signed on March 24, 2005, it is not public. Jerome Corsi, who's been on RBN several times, has gotten this crucial information out, how we will erase our borders, how we will go to the marrow, and how we will lose our sovereignty.
Yeah.
And people can go to the website themselves, spp.gov, and start calling their officials demanding, where is the oversight of these agencies? Who gave them the authority to begin with to use our taxpayer money to fund these working groups, which is outrageous?
Give out those phone numbers again, sister, before we're out of time. We got Jack in Florida.
Okay, it's
two. Give out those phone numbers slowly.
The toll-free number is
877,
and I'll repeat it twice, 851-6437. Again, 877-851-6437. And if that's busy, you'll just have to call the other one, which is 202-224-3121. Again, 202-224-3121. And call up your senators and others and tell them absolutely not to this amnesty bill. Absolutely not.
Absolutely, sister. Thank you so much, Leslie.
Thank you,
Jack. Appreciate it. God bless you. Wow, I'll tell you, isn't she dynamite, folks? Well, we just kicked on the computers, didn't we? Mentioning the word dynamite. But she is. Well, I'll tell you, I love Leslie. I love fighters, folks. I love fighters, people that will stand up and do what God told us to do. God told us, folks, and I know our churches are teaching us different. But God told us to rise up against the evildoers and to stand up against the workers of iniquity, right from the lips of God at Psalms 94:16. I know I beat you to death with that, but it's so important, folks, that we know. And then Ephesians 5:11, too, tell us we must expose the unfruitful deeds of darkness, okay? Action words. God used action words. Stand up, rise up, expose. Those are action words, folks, and I love people of action like Leslie and all the people calling in today. Wow, I'll tell you, we're just so blessed. And we've got Jack in Florida. Jack, welcome to the program, brother.
Hey, hello, Jack.
Hello.
Yes, I heard a caller, couple calls back, and I think he's probably right about, I believe we're probably already beyond the point of a revolution starting off in this country. I think the only thing that is keeping it from that is everybody hoping that Ron Paul can pull this off and get in there as president.
Yes, yes.
But we got a major problem, though. Even up on Jeff Rentz's show the other night,
yes.
There's a fella up there advocating get registered as an independent. That ain't going to work. You're going to have I'm registered as a Democrat because I voted for Bob Bowman down here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to change my registration to Republican, even though
right.
it's a disgrace. But to be able to vote for Ron Paul in the primary, if you're not registered as a Republican, you're not going to be able to vote for Ron Paul in the primary. People need to understand that.
Yes. Very good. Hey, Jack, that's so important, brother. So important for us to get down and change our registration to Republican. I happen to be, sadly and disgusted, Republican, but I've been a Republican for years. But if you're not registered, folks, listen to Jack in Florida. You must get registered as a Republican to vote for Ron Paul in the primary. If he doesn't win the primary, he's out. And so are
right,
you.
We're
out.
A good percentage, I'm saying probably 75 or 80% of the people that listens to the Patriot shows on RBN and GCN, on all the Patriot radio shows out there, probably is registered probably as an independent.
Yes, or libertarian.
Yeah, and they're going to have to get down and get registered as a Republican if they're going to get to vote for Ron Paul. They're going to end up going down to the election to vote for Ron Paul, and they ain't going to let them.
Won't let them. That's right.
Well, I mean, they ain't going to be able to. They ain't going to be registered for the right party. I mean, that needs to be talked about more on these Patriot shows to make everybody understand, to get everybody get the word out on that.
Well, Jack, I'll tell you, you brought up a vital point. Vital. You want to hold out over, Jack, hold over until after the break, or if you want to sign off, thank you for calling in, brother.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Okay, folks, welcome back. this is the final few minutes of the Officer Jack McLam program, and this old cop will miss you real bad this week again, but God bless America. God bless America. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My bride is getting on a plane tomorrow and coming home to Daddy, coming back home. I just pray, anyway, if her sister's still doing well, and my bride, Angela, 22-year Army veteran, Gulf War sick vet, is down in Indiana, as you know, helping her sister who has cancer now. My bride, God cured her of her cancer, and now she's down there helping her sister, and all the blood tests are coming back good, and we thank you for the prayers, folks, for Cindy, Angie's sister, that she gets rid of her cancer, too. God heals her. And if everything's looking well, tomorrow my wife's getting on the plane and coming home to me. Been a couple months now, and we're ready. We're ready for my bride to return home. She's a great blessing to me here. I don't know if I'm a blessing to her, but she's a blessing to me. And so anyway, folks, looks like here that Bush has just announced that he wants a situation in Iraq like in South Korea, where we've had thousands of U.S. troops in South Korea for over 50 years, folks. 50 years. Why have we had our American troops in South Korea for 50 years, folks? Can't the South Koreans get ready in at least 10 years to take care of their own country, recruit enough soldiers to replace those thousands of U.S. troops that have been in South Korea for 50 years? Well, we do know that Bush has been lying. Washington, the District of Criminals there, D.C., the District of Criminals, has consistently denied wanting permanent bases in Iraq. But you know, of course, folks, that they're building 21 skyscrapers in the green zone. Skyscrapers, folks, I've seen the pictures of them, and that's going to be the U.S. Embassy. 21 skyscrapers, folks, in the green zone. No, that is the place where they're going to house the military brass and the neocon Trotskyites that run the military today in the green zone. They're going to have their own separate water from the people in Iraq, in Baghdad, because they're not giving the people in Baghdad good water. They're going to have their own electrical system totally in-house from the Iraqi people there in Baghdad, because only 2 hours a day do the Iraqi people in Baghdad have electricity. So they're setting up the jumping-off point for our military in the Middle East, in the green zone, to take over the whole Middle East. We know, we've seen the list in the book. If you want to see the list yourselves, folks, go to Michael Collins Piper's book, The High Priest of War. And in there, in three different places, you'll see the lists that were set up years before 9/11 by the neocon Trotskyites of the nations we're going to overrun. We're going to bomb into oblivion. Iran and Syria's next. In Saudi Arabia and all those nations over there, we're going to take over and put under the control of the neocon Zionist communists. And truly, that's what they are. Go to JewsAgainstZionism.com. JewsAgainstZionism.com. You don't believe the words of this old cop. God bless all of you out there. Have a great week. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. From the bottom of my heart, believe it. Good day.
A message for all.